We weren't supposed to leave our dorms, but I ran across campus anyway, as did I think half our group to get to final fittings. And we kind of just got snowed in there and sat and worked on costumes pretty much until leaving for KatsuCon the next day. So it was really insane, but somehow we got it all done. Everyone sort of pitched in with some hand sewing or ironing on the bias tape or, doing whatever needed to be done, and somehow they came together.
But would you say, and I mean, this is sort of also returning to the cosplayers, some of the individualism stuff. I mean, would you say that out of this experience, especially, you guys learned a lot of, a lot of these, life skills and basic skills that, you've maybe found use for elsewhere and such?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely teaches you how to handle pressure.
I'd imagine.
Bad at procrastinating, but I've gotten a lot better at working under pressure and still being able to produce something that looks good instead of getting frazzled. Like it really does help you sort of develop that kind of life skill.
Indeed. And also, I mean, I noticed that there was, especially in the documentary, there was the transformation. I don't know whether you call them wands or pins. I don't know if the
Oh
trend.
yeah, the ones.
I mean, the making of those, the prop between the props production as well as the costume production. I mean, would you say that like these kinds of things, this learning to manufacture and to make things, is a valuable skill that probably a lot of people should know just from the bat. I mean, it's kind of like a lost art.
Definitely, yeah. It's the one of the biggest parts of cosplay is ingenuity and just making the effort to go out there and pick up a new skill. Like I had never worked with Warbler before when I did the transformation ones, but I was like, you know what? This would be a perfect material. Let's try it out. Justin had a lot of fun making the light up part, and we spent quite a bit of that weekend just sitting there looking at the batteries, wondering if they were going to explode. And they did, but he figured it out eventually. But that just sort of being willing to jump in and just work through a process through trial and error and figure it out. And if that's not working, find something else that's going to work. And just, being willing to pick up a new skill and try it, even if it hasn't been taught to you, I think is something that's really valuable that more people could definitely benefit from. And just the skill of being able to produce something, I made one mold and then was able to whip out a bunch of them. And just thinking of how to get through a lot of stuff in a short amount of time is a really helpful thing to figure out.
And would you also say that this kind of builds one's independence and individual self-reliance? I mean, would you say that that's part of it?
Yeah,
Self-sufficiency?
definitely. Because now I definitely feel like, if something in my house breaks, oh, okay, well, I'll tinker around with it a little bit and see if I can figure something out before, I have to call someone to fix it. Not if it's anything electrical.
Indeed, so. So I think you would it'd be fair to say that there's a bit of a do-it-yourself ethic that just comes with the territory.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that has been also one of the biggest benefits, I think, to me personally, is just getting that confidence that no, I can do it. I don't know how, but I'll figure it out. It'll work eventually.
Indeed. We saw all those transformation ones. We saw a lot of those things, that they were part and parcel of the final show, which was KatsuCon 2013, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yeah.
And, I mean, we kind of see the documentary end with the end of KatsuCon and, a few final words from everybody, but, a year has passed. What is the status of La Soldier? And I mean, are you guys hanging up your tiaras forever, or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever really hang up my tiara. We don't really have any current plans to all get together again, like specifically as La Soldier, but we all still cosplay together in smaller groups. Like Elena and I were in a Sailor Moon Princesses group with Tina. I'm probably doing more Sailor Moon cosplay with Alice coming up pretty soon. So we all definitely are still doing at least Sailor Moon cosplay and together, if not officially as La Soldier. Kathy and Alice and Elena and Tina have all done villains that are sort of under the La Soldier umbrella. So I'd love to do one as well. And, you know, we might all get together and do a shoot of La Soldier villains, for example. But it's not really organized. It's just sort of a, oh, hey, we should do that thing sometime. That'd be cool.
A kind of, a kind of cosplay bucket list.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, before we you know, put up the costumes for the last time, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But everybody, I mean, is more or less in contact with one another. I mean, the group, the band can always get back together someday.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, I don't know if eventually some of our members will be like, yeah, you know, I'm a little too busy, I can't really do it. Like, that's fine. We'll still miss them, but, you know, if we can get together and do something, I'm pretty sure most of us are always up for it.
Indeed. And you would definitely say that no matter what, this group will never fade away completely.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll probably always exist in sort of smaller permutations, since it's hard to get everyone together, especially since we have members in different states and different countries, but definitely to some degree, we'll all be together.
No matter what.
No matter what. Indeed. Really hard to kill Sailor Senshi.
Apparently so. if anybody has ever read any of the, just the survivability of the anime itself, I mean, is just case enough. But if anybody who's ever read the manga or anime can also attest just from the battles themselves. I mean, heck, Sailor Pluto got blown up in a helicopter, for God's sake.
I know, right? He's fine. It's cool.
And she came back.
Yeah, she got better.
Indeed. Finally, I have one last question. La Soldier, will be in, has evolved on, has gone on to big things and potentially better things in the near future. But of course, there are naturally people who are coming in behind you guys. Mm-hmm. And what is your message, from the wisdom and all the experiences you guys have had as La Soldier to those who will come in the, I guess one might call it the crystal era of Sailor Moon?
My message would definitely be to really enjoy the community that you're coming into. It's really, really an incredible group of people. Like, I've probably made more friends through Sailor Moon cosplay than anything else in my life. Most of my social life revolves around a variety of Sailor Moon fan projects that I'm involved in right now. Like, it's really just take advantage of the community. We're here to help you. We're going to be super excited to see you. And if you want to do Sailor Moon cosplay, you should absolutely do it, and we'll all hang out, and it'll be great.
Indeed. Well, I believe that's all I have on this. Crystal, is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience? Where to find you, your Facebook, Twitter, anything like that?
Sure. My Facebook for my cosplay page is Nocturne Alice Cosplay. I try to be better about updating it, but sometimes I'm not good at that. But yeah, you can definitely find me there, and I'll be posting a lot leading up to Otakon. And if you see me at Otakon, come say hi, because I love meeting people.
Well, I thank you very much, Crystal, for talking to me this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I look forward, good luck on all your adventures. I look forward to seeing them.
Thanks.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.